This week, many of the world's humanitarian and human rights agencies, including Human Rights Watch and UNICEF, and most prestigious publications, including The Washington Post and The Economist, warn that the worst crisis in the world today is the hundreds of thousands of people who are being slaughtered, starved, or enslaved in Darfur, the western province of Sudan. Just a few weeks ago, Secretary General Kofi Annan spoke eloquently about Darfur at a memorial service for those who died in the Rwandan genocide in the 1990s, saying, "The international community cannot again stand idle." But the suffering grows, and Sudan has even been elected to fill Africa's seat on the UN Human Rights Commission. The government in Khartoum, which has been ruled for almost 50 years by Arab Muslims, has attacked many of the black African Muslim and tribal groups in western Sudan with helicopter gunships and a horseback militia called the Janjaweed. The objective of the assaults, if mass murder and rape have an objective, seems to be ethnic cleansing, a term that entered the world's lexicon with the massacre of Muslims in Bosnia. The government seems to be trying to get rid of black African peoples who have sometimes rebelled against their rule. Human Rights Watch says the Janjaweed routinely rape women and brand their hands. They have bombed villages, hacked down whole families walking for food, and rounded up thousands of slaves. The U.S. government has threatened Sudanese leaders with an end to economic aid if they don't stop the slaughter. But Sudan, which gave shelter to Osama bin Laden in the mid-1990s and suffered a U.S. military strike in 1998 on a pharmaceutical plant that was probably a mistake, has given U.S. and British agents information they consider useful in the war on terrorism. So aid continues. A host of humanitarian agencies, including CARE, UNICEF, and Save the Children, are raising money with appeals for Darfur, but they cannot get aid into Darfur while the government lets the Janjaweed rampage and kill. Now, some human rights advocates contend that a small, mechanized military force might be able to deter the Janjaweed. But there's little willingness in the U.S., the U.N., or surrounding African states to send soldiers. Britain has said they would send troops, but with the deployment in Iraq already prolonged and unpopular, that is not considered likely. It is reminiscent of the kind of dithering and hand-wringing that marked the world's failure to act to prevent massacres in Bosnia and Rwanda. 10 years from now, will the world be proud or ashamed to hear another eloquent memorial to yet another people who might have been saved from slaughter?